Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-V-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us in video form, youtube.com/TheAvengers, and you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/AvengersPodcast. $1 pays our bills, and we really appreciate it. Keeps our lights on and our podcast alive. We appreciate our patrons. Appreciate you thinking of supporting the show. Thanks, guys. Guys, I'm just one of your hosts. My name is Brandon. I can't do it alone. Emmy, you were great last time. How you doing this time?
I'm resplendent. Is that a word?
I don't think so. But
it sounds like a sugar-free option.
It does. It does.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it, I'm that.
All right, fuck it, I'm that. Keith, how you doing, man?
I have been itching to talk about this rash. I mean, episode, and I am so excited to finally hear your guys' opinions of it. See, episode 6.
Episode 6, damn. Indeed. Guys, if you have not watched episode 6 yet of What If, please do not listen any further. We're going to jump right in and spoil it. It is What If episode 6 from season 2, What If Kahorty Reshaped the World. So please don't listen any further if you don't want to get spoiled, because that's all we're doing. We're going to jump right in with our thoughts. We're going to jump in right with our feelings. So stop listening, okay? Thanks. You still here? Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks for hanging around. Thanks for joining us. Guys.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm going to start because, yeah, this is my favorite What If episode that has ever dropped. Ever. It is my number one by far, because this was kind of a critique I brought up in our last episode of episode 5, is sometimes it feels like a copy and paste rather than original story. This was 100% original story to me. I felt that throughout the entire thing. I felt like we had an original hero that we had not seen before, a new interesting backstory, a really cool take on a hero's journey. And also, sometimes it ain't about negotiating. Sometimes it's like, you took this from me, I'm going to take it back. And, you know, and justice of the world, and just a fist up in the air in the land of hypocrisy. That's a Rage Against the Machine quote. And I really fucking loved everything about this. I love the Mohawk Nation. I loved the charming story of Kahorty and how she did not just rest because she went through a portal and, hey, this is paradise. This is great. Didn't just rest on that. Said, no, we owe it to return this and return these things to people. It was absolutely fantastic. Love this hero. I need this hero in the MCU. I want her all over it. And we get to see her later in What If. Either way, absolutely. I remember watching this episode and I was like, damn, that's it. That was compelling. That was worth every bit of it. So, yeah, I loved it. I'm going to put here some of my notes here. Sorry. Who dares to challenge me? Who? You must be the queen. I saw your face on a dollar or on a coin, excuse me. And you lost some, ships. And the way she's like, you know, the world is richer than you would imagine, but it is neither yours to claim or mine. Our health depends on your health. I'm ordained to rule you and your people. And, you know, no, it was such a beautiful contrast, and I loved everything about it. That stuck with me. That resonated. Absolutely fantastic. Huge thumbs up. This episode, I can't say enough great things. Loved it. I would watch it again right now. If someone said, hey, what if episode do you recommend? I'd say season 2, episode 6. Tune in. Watch it. Have a good time. Either way, that's my thoughts. I saw two different reactions while I was talking. I saw a confused, disgruntled reaction from my friend Emmy, and I saw a lot of nods and yeses from Keith's direction. Like, yeah, okay, you know. So
my poker face isn't as good as hers.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. But I'm going to throw it over to Keith. Keith, what did you think of episode 6?
I think you said it well, and the writing is something that I would like to go back and pay more attention to. As you pulled a really good quote, we're going to get some some indigenous, some Native American representation in the MCU going forward, and then, you know, over the, this next month.
Echo drops tomorrow. Well, our podcast drops tomorrow. It actually dropped today.
So. I was like, wait a minute.
Sorry. I'm being selfish. Echo drops tomorrow. Our Echo review drops tomorrow. Episode one. Sorry. Go on, Keith.
This doesn't feel like What If in one of the best ways, because this feels like something that could be in its entirely its own series. You know, much like I said in the last episode, I kind of expected and wanted to see, especially when the trailers drop for Multiverse of Madness, Strange Supreme show up in live action. I want that for Kahorty, and I want to see it. Like, it doesn't need to be right away. I don't need it to be an Echo, just because that's about one indigenous person doesn't need that. It mean that she has to be lumped in with that same show. I would rather her see her have her own thing. That being said, at the same time, if we got a version of her early, that would be cool too. But you know, obviously a lot of people have probably seen the whole five episodes of Echo. Thanks a lot, Disney Plus, for making it really easy for podcasters. But this episode number six, it's so good. And like I said last episode, so much of What If requires back knowledge, requires living in the past and reliving different parts of stuff we've seen already. This is entirely new. It's fresh. It feels that way, and it feels like it was made with a lot of love and a lot of accuracy. And I hope that's true going forward. Everything I've read about it so far seems positive and seems in the affirmative that it was done with care. Like respectfully for cultural reasons. And now I'm realizing that technically this episode lives more in the past than any of the others, because what's further back in the past than pre-colonized America? Historians don't know actually what came before.
Yeah, nothing.
That's true. That is very true. Nothing. Yeah.
No, this was an incredibly cool use of just one Infinity Stone and making a whole fucking cool original episode out of it.
And where it wasn't just one centralized power, it gave power to so many things. It was a really cool touch that we haven't really seen much of. I like that as well. Good take, Keith. Emmy, poker face for days. What did you think of this one?
All right. I am not going to say that this is my favorite episode.
She always starts out so positively. I love you're like, so I'm not going to say it's my favorite. I'm not. You sound like Joe Pesci swatting the pigeons in Home Alone 2. Like, get out of here. Get out. I need you.
She's a sticky bandit is what you're calling her.
She's a wet bandit. We established that last episode.
Okay. I thought this one was a lot better.
It
was a good story. I was into it. I was glad that we were going to see her again.
Yes.
Like, I really like her character. I like who she is. I like that she was like, fuck you. I'm not just going to sit down and take it. Like, I really, I enjoyed her. But like I said, y'all, we already had an Iron Man 2 episode. Like, can't get higher than that, man.
Oh, no. Bullshit. Sorry. This episode is 10 times better than that one. I'm sorry.
Shut up.
You don't. Okay. Who you are. That is a great
point. I is who I is.
Yeah, a great point. I agree with you.
I'm glad that they did it right. And I know at the end it showed that they consulted with Mohawk Nation. Like, I'm glad that they put that intention into it. That intention and attention, honestly.
Well said.
But yeah, it wasn't one of my favorites, but I did. Okay, I got it more invested when I came across this episode, because I did. Same. I wanted to see Kahorty again.
Yeah, this one lit a spark for me. I just was like, oh, okay. At this point, I really was thinking, okay, they turned this whole thing. Once again, and I know your point, Emmy, like, I wish this didn't feel like a shared universe, but sometimes these episodes do feel very, like, just singular drops in a bucket sometimes. And I wish sometimes, like, ooh, in a weird way, I wish I could have seen more Kahorty. This would have been, and we did, but, like, a jumping off point, and this could have lasted two or three episodes, because, once again, pacing is a real struggle here, because we have to tell this whole story real quick in 30 minutes. This was a hero's journey, and I was here for every fucking bit of it. but it just felt so fast forward, but also kind of made me like Kahorty because she was no bullshit. Like, we're not going to just sit here and walk on these magical stones and no, we got to fucking help these people. Our tribe is back there. Like, I fucking, so yeah. In a weird way, the pacing worked. It felt urgent, which I kind of dug. So yeah, I can make it both ways. I just wish I had 2 hours of Kahorty and a full yeah. movie experience, to be honest with you.
I would say this episode is one of the best of the season for pacing, in my opinion.
That's a fair point. Because
it doesn't feel jam-packed with too much. It feels like you're watching the story arc of a movie.
Yeah.
Compacted, and it doesn't drop any... It doesn't waste any time, as well as doesn't feel bloated. So I really enjoyed that. And to me, an episode that I would have loved to see before the end of this season was Kahori and... Strange Supreme and how they met to begin with, because obviously we see that later in a just very quick rushed way. It would have been cool to see him, like, I would have preferred to see a whole episode of that instead of the, you know, the Peggy Carter and Strange combo.
That's a fair point. I think
he's just holding in laughter. Did I say Peggy Carter wrong?
No. I'm sorry. I think Brandon just like gave anarchy. A thumbs up, and it did a thing, and I don't think you even noticed it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't.
So even blind to it now.
Yeah.
So this just to go through the plot pretty quickly on this episode. We see Kahorty. The Tesseract survives, and it finds a new home. In a new world, it's a cursed land, the lake, it's this lake, the Forbidden Lake. It's kind of, you know, it turns out to be infected with the Tesseract and all the particles. And it basically, the conquistadors, they're here to conquer, they're here to be, you know, but there's another side, this almost this portal through this lake that takes you literally into the sky world. And the Tesseract broke on impact. It gave its power to the lake. And it seeped through everything. It fell through the portal. It fell into a world surrounded by the Tesseract, and everything benefited from it. People do not age. People do not die. Basically, it's the Fountain of Youth is kind of how I was taking it while I was watching it. And the land wants to help you. And then, but Kahorty's all about, I need to go home. She's in, like, literally, you're not going to die. You're in paradise. Everything you want could ever be here. And she's like, yeah, I need to go home. And she says, it's not paradise. It's a prison. She feels trapped. That is huge to me.
Totally different perspective on the subject. Yeah,
exactly. And she, I just think, and then we see obviously the conquistadors, they start sinking through the puddle, and they actually come on the other side of this paradise world. And, you know, these monsters attack my village, you know, they, and then she sees the necklace of Wada, I believe is the, I think her brother, or I don't know who it is. I don't know if it was ever established, and forgive me. This episode went really quick. I want to go back and watch it, but she confronts this new tribe that she is inhabited in the sky world. And she says that they have gotten too comfortable. You've forgotten your origins, and your people are hurting. And I love that. And even in a place full of miracles, I will help my people. And I thought that was just pretty badass. I'm going to fight. Who's with me? What a fucking rad moment. There's so much elements of Kahorty that's just like, fuck yes. I was just, for how selfless she was, you bet your ass if I fell through a Tesseract filled lake and I was on the other side of a paradise and lived forever and all that, I'd be like, fuck yeah, rad, thanks. I'd be the dude. I'd be like, hey, we got everything we need. What's your problem? Kahorty's like, fuck off. No, our people are starving. I'm like, yeah, but we're good. I could have easily. She was talking to me every time she was talking, because she was shaking me up. Like, no, we need to help those. They're still suffering. What the fuck are you doing? And I just fucking rad. When a story speaks not only to characters, but to who I am as a person, and challenges my own thoughts and thinking, I fucking love it. Kahorty, anyway, she just is just an absolute badass. She takes all this power. She kicks Conquistador's ass. She takes over the queen. She's like, fuck you all. There's cannons being shot. Shoot the witch. She stops them all. Well, and one does break through. She steps on them. She's just, the ships are destroyed. Everything just really, really wonderful. But it's all out of My health depends on your health. We are all one. But you take away from me, I'm going to take one from you. Very eye for an eye kind of story too, but I loved it as well. Fucking rad. This fucking episode works. It is one of the best. It's the best. It's What If Season 2, Episode 6. Again, fucking loved it. I love that touch that Emmy brought up, that they consulted with the Mohawk Nation. Fucking beautiful touch there. Made me love the episode even more seeing that at the very end. I was like, oh, fuck, I was already an A+. Now it's A++. Fucking wonderful. 100%. Sometimes you don't need to just be the diplomat and be, let's talk about this. Let's figure this out. Sometimes you just need to fucking know. Don't do that shit. And she just, it was awesome.
Well, there was a part of me that was surprised that Marvel was putting out Disney and Marvel were putting out an episode where she just, they take no prisoners.
It's what Pocahontas should have been. Am I right?
Like, I was thinking like, oh, like what if they just sent them back unharmed? And then I'm like thinking, no, with the history and the number of people that they killed, there's no reasoning. There's no rationalizing with them. They were there to take over. They didn't give a shit. And so, yeah, give them the death threat ultimatum right at the source, right? Go right to the queen and give her that. And there you go. You don't have another option. Sorry. Yeah.
And physically destroy her throne. I think that was like, that was the moment where I was like, I am on board, girl. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Buttermilk Booby Hatch had to come in and fuck it up and interrupt. And
yeah. He shows up right at the end. And he's like, well, you accomplished world peace in record time. I've been looking for you for a long time.
Such a snarky deflating of what happened.
Yeah.
Record time. I'm sure that'll last.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Exactly. And like right then you knew, okay, you're an ass. Something bad's happening. The whole final episode, you're not thinking, because he gives it away. Peggy, once again, just taking everybody at word. Oh, yeah, you're my friend. As soon as he did that, I was like, okay, Steven's an asshole again. And we'll get to episode 9. We'll get to episode 9, the finale. However, no, I wasn't a fan of that comment either, because for something so impactful that I just watched, it didn't take away at all. It made him an asshole and a villain, which is fine. I just didn't like it. Yeah, no, I just, like, you jerk, don't say that. That's kind of how I felt.
That scene where the cannonballs are, she's stopping all the cannonballs like Neo, and then the one comes through and cracks her in the head. That was so tense.
Yeah.
And then the eyes in the woods of all of her friends, like all the other people coming to help her, was so cool looking. Sorry. That was just visually awesome.
I completely agree. Well, and then the guys like shoot the witch. Bitch, she just took a cannonball to the goddamn face. And she's still like, no, okay, bullets. All right. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So there was a part also when the eyes seep through and everything you said was true. So we followed. Love that. And the music. I don't know if you guys remember the music, but this, my notes, all caps, beautiful music.
Yeah.
Chills. Like there's such a, I know Emmy, you went back to back. So you probably, but yeah, like there was such a powerful moment there when she fights there. I remember audibly just having just this, oh shit moment and having chills watching this episode during that scene. So hats off to writing. That's for you to do that in 20 minutes time and get me fully invested with this hero. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Anyway, and a whole army of Tesseract heroes? Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Sign me the fuck up. You know? Anyway.
Joanne Shenandoah is known as the matriarch of indigenous music. Apparently there was two of her songs,
were
in this episode.
Fuck yes. Which is
badass.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, I felt something listening to that music. I was like, oh my God. I'd never heard anything like it. And I just wanted more. So really, really cool.
Do you guys want some history on Rodrigo Alfonso Gonzalo, who was the main antagonist?
Yes.
Yep. Did some research. He did not exist.
That sounds short. Short research. You were like, oh.
Guys, thank you for joining us. If you like the show. Well, no, I'm joking.
I mean, honestly, I don't have a lot of notes for this because You know those movies where you got to read a lot? It's hard to take notes in them.
That's very true. We're very simple-minded folk. And they were subtitles 99% of this episode. Yes. But fucking beautiful language, by the way.
Yeah. I love that she started speaking Spanish, like, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to know the limits of her fucking powers, because that was cool as hell. I would notice that they made her their language, the Mohawk Nation language, in white and the Spanish in yellow, and then she's speaking Spanish at the end. And I was like, oh, shit, what can't she do? I really, yeah, I want to see Kahori again so bad.
I need a Kahori shirt. That's what I want.
Yes. Agreed.
All right.
Me too.
Question.
Yes.
Question. I like how I just did that.
You just shut us up. Shut up. Question time.
Okay. Is Kahori more powerful than Scarlet Witch? Who would win in a fight? We'll
get right to that in a couple of episodes.
See you at episode 9, everybody. Or 8.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, it does. We'll do it. That is a keep listening, folks. Yeah.
That's a serious question.
We're going to make them edit. We're going to etch them. We got to get them close to that. You know?
Oh, that was, you were in that group chat.
Yes, I was. Yeah. So
I was about to be like, that's so funny. Keith said that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna get you right to the point. So keep on listening to our What If episodes. We'll discuss that.
No satisfaction ever.
Yeah. We can't get no satisfaction. Guys, Kahori, kick some ass. Keith?
Yes.
Any additional notes?
I have one nitpick in the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. It has nothing to do with the story. It has nothing to do with the writing or anything. It's just one animation part. When all of her other superpowered friends are running over the Spaniards and running out to them, it just looks like they're kind of like a Sonic game glitching at times, because it's just running right through them and hitting a couple. There's not really a lot of, there's a couple shots where they zoom in on them striking them or punching them or knocking them over. But a lot of times it's just they're over and the guy, like, it's just that 2 seconds of animation is my only nitpick. And that's how strong this episode is, because I got nothing else.
All right. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it. And I also like Sonic the Hedgehog, so fuck you, Keith. I think it was a great touch.
He's got to go fast.
I have fucking conquistadors. That's one of my notes.
Okay.
When will that be happening? You said 2024 is the year you're going to have
more sex with conquistadors.
No conquistadors.
Okay.
Just absolutely.
Okay. No, that's fair.
That is fair.
Push myself out Sunday night. Okay.
Freeze for you?
There's a point when
you're good now.
You're good. Yeah.
There's a point when she's talking to her friend who's in the Paradise Land, and she says something about just talking. Like, you're just talking, and she like makes a point to be like, we have to take action. Like, just talking isn't gonna do what we need to do. And I really appreciated that. When Keith said his nitpick, I thought about, I have a little, this is a stupid nitpick.
It's what is it?
Dumb. When they were doing the animal thing with the crystals, fuck was that? I'm sorry.
What do you mean? It's one of the coolest scenes in the episode. What do you mean?
I didn't have enough context for it. Or maybe I've forgotten the context.
This is a fucker that likes Iron Man 2 that can't fucking get on board with this shit. I don't even want to hear you. All right.
They were like giant buffalo creatures that had the fruit of the land growing off their back, and you had to work to get it.
They were rocks.
Well, they were like rocks that you split open, and they were like little seeds, like a watermelon. It looked, if you look close at the, they do.
I'm sure if there was blood in the water of the lake, you would have been all fucking for it anyway.
Brandon, what? I swear to God, you just did it. You did it with your mind. The thumbs down. I didn't see it then. That was crazy.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't. There. It was oddly placed, in my opinion. Like, it just didn't.
The scene where they're doing that. Explained
enough. Yeah.
All right.
That's fair.
What
blank? I get what you're meaning. I think they were just trying to show that she's much stronger than all the rest of them.
She's just a fast learner. Badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it. Kahori. You fucking rock. What if Kahori reshaped the world? What a fucking fantastic episode. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to support the show, consider going to our Patreon, patreon.com/adventurespodcast. We have a $1 tier available. Gets you access to exclusive movie reviews, a $1 Discord, but it's worth more than that. You join our Discord, it's probably priceless, actually. And then you can also check out some pre-show banter and also all kinds of good stuff. So patreon.com/adventurespodcast. You want to check out the video version of this, youtube.com/theAvengers. We have all of our videos since Loki season 2, all of it in podcast form. Check us out over there. If you're watching the YouTube video right now, like, comment, subscribe. We'd love to hear from you. I know I sound weird saying it, but darn it. Gets our numbers up and makes us look pretty, so appreciate it. Yeah, that's it for our episode. We really appreciate it. Keith, Emmy, any final words before we head on out?
Happy Honda Days.
You know it's January 10th.
See Honda Days?
Yes, are they a sponsor? It's now? A stupid holiday thing, but she has nothing else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Brandon celebrates Toyota-thon.
Mary Chrysler. What do you got, Keith?
Jonica? Bye, guys. Got nothing.
Bye, guys.
Bye.